All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 427. I am your host, GBD, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by the real king of candy, Wombat.
I'm the king of candy.
That's a pretty good impression.
Thank you very much.
No, then it got bad.
I'm sorry about that. You see, she can't win the rave.
Why is that?
Well, if she wins the rave, then everything will reset, and everyone will die.
Oh, you make a lot of good points, King of Candy.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you also a vampire?
Or
blah,
Luigi?
Blah, blah. Yeah.
A vampire who bit Luigi?
Yes. A tea party on the ceiling?
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hi, Ship.
Hello.
I don't know what you're the king of.
Drinking a beer while we do the show.
Yes. Speaking of candy, happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody had a really exciting Halloween.
Yeah. I saw your costume. It was a good one.
Did you like it?
Yeah, what were you?
I saw that.
A few women asked me what I was, but everybody else knew exactly what I was.
I thought they were supposed to own more consoles than guys, so shouldn't they know?
That doesn't seem to be the case. I know you'll never believe this in a million years, but my Xbox costume went from conception to implementation and out the door in less than 3 minutes.
I think you need to describe this costume.
It was a cardboard box with an X hastily written across it, and then I found an old wired Xbox 360 controller, and I held on to that. I happened to fit in the box pretty well, actually. But it was fun. People liked it, and we did trick or treating in our building. This is the first time I've ever done a trick or treating completely inside of an apartment building, and that's a pretty easy way to do it, I gotta say.
Were there a lot of kids doing it? Did you see other people? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it was cold on Halloween, so we didn't have to go outside.
I mean, we went trick-or-treating.
Did you just keep on going to the Mets doors?
No, I think they were busy, maybe. Or at that point, were they not busy?
No, there was a game that night. I think that was the last game they lost, wasn't it?
It's possible that they left something out. Some people left candy outside their doors, just a bowl of candy.
Yeah, no, we did that. That's what we did at my house. We left bowl out with a little sign.
Right. If you were interested
take
in...
all.
Well, yeah, some of the kids were doing that.
Like, I see people who do that, and I'm just like, why don't you just stick out an empty bowl and a sign that says, please take one? It's the same.
Right.
Actually, we put a little sign that says, please take a few. And when we came back, the bowl was pretty much empty, but there was still a good amount left. And then so it was all right. I don't think anyone walked away from my house empty-handed that wanted candy. So, and we had a pretty busy block, I have to say. I was surprised.
You surprised that kids like candy?
I'm surprised at how many trick-or-treaters we have. Although we do have that one cool house. I put up pictures of the skeleton pirate house, which is insane. This guy goes all out, and he puts in his front yard this haunted house display.
Is this the same guy that does the fireworks?
It's not, and someone asked that on Twitter also. It's a different person. So this guy takes literally half of a pirate ship. So it looks like there's a shipwreck in his front yard. He had a skeleton on the roof walking a plank. He had a dungeon and this whole multimedia experience. And, you know, you just go and he hands out bags, goodie bags of candy for all the kids.
You know what's going to be really funny?
What?
When the police arrest that guy for child porn in about 3 years.
Yeah, you know, it's good while it lasts.
It won't be funny, actually.
Yeah, we also went to the zoo that day. We did Boo at the Zoo.
Was it scary?
No, they just hand out candy and they have a pumpkin display. And the rest of the zoo is the zoo.
Nice.
Yeah, they don't put costumes on the lions.
No, that would be inhumane, I think.
Is that what it would be? Look, it's bears. Nope, it's lions in costumes.
Nope, we just walked down 40 flights of stairs. Trigger knocking on doors. No animals. Except for the kids. I liked M's costume, Ship. You can never get tired of that.
Oh, yeah, she went as Link again. It was the same costume we went with for the Comic-Con.
Is that that's not a store-bought? That was your...
No,
your...
that's my sister. She makes very good Halloween costumes.
Yeah, it looks too good.
Where was yours?
What was mine?
Mm-hmm.
I wore a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle hoodie, the same one I wore last year when she was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Fancy.
Yeah.
So lazy. Couldn't you just step on a box like I did?
Right? I didn't bother with either. So, you know, I wore a black sweater with a orange polo underneath it. And that was
a wore a black sweater to go trick-or-treating at night?
Yeah. Well, we didn't go at night.
Good example.
Invisible pedestrian.
It was like, I want to say we were done trick-or-treating by like 4:30. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wild.
I know. We had a lot of candy and my kids were exhausted from the zoo.
So. Good plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look forward to doing a real trick-or-treating in the suburbs next year.
You'll have fun.
I mean, apartment trick-or-treating is fine, but.
But yeah,
you're just in a stairwell most of the time, and sometimes we would find empty. We'd find alcohol in the stairwells. I guess people like, you know, if they're trying to hide their drinking from their spouse, maybe they leave it. There's like empty gin bottles and stuff, or like half empty.
Or do you have like homeless people sneaking in?
No,
that happens. It happens more often than you'd think.
Not in this building.
You'd be surprised.
I would. Yes, I would be very surprised.
Yes, you would be surprised.
They must have come in from the roof. Sir, can you fly? How else did you get in here?
Like a delivery guy who's like, now I'm going to go in the stairwell and drink.
They're not allowed in the building.
They're not allowed that way. Yeah.
They're only, yes, they've got to go through.
Has Wombat still not visited your apartment?
No. I've never been invited.
Come on over. You have 2 months.
I'd rather go to your house.
Yeah, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no Mets at the house. I heard there's another Met looking for an apartment in the building.
Yeah, I don't want Mets. I want Cheapy D.
That's much better. I'm sure the Mets don't stop to talk to the doorman like I do.
I bet they. You'd probably be surprised.
I'm not because I've seen the selfies.
There you go.
It's funny, like the guys, like they're pretty crafty. They know where the where the security cameras coverage ends. So that's where they take the selfies. With the with the sports heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. What else we got here? Some show feedback, perhaps.
Sure. I was also going to talk about how I got stuck in an elevator for an hour.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about that.
So, yesterday, you and I met for a cup of coffee late in the afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah. And I went after that to go back to work. And I go in the elevator, and the elevator's going up, and all of a sudden, it just goes, ka-clunk. And I was stuck in the elevator and I, you know, I'm hitting all the buttons to think maybe something will happen. And I hit the alarm button
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And like the elevator phone comes on and this is the front desk. Can we help you?
I don't know.
I'm like, I'm in an elevator and it's stuck. And the guy's like, which elevator? I'm like, the stuck one.
Right. The one that hasn't moved in 5 minutes.
And I'm looking around and I still finally found the number. I'm like, number 8. He goes, elevator number 8? I'm like, yes, number 8. And what's your name? I'm like, you know, what does it matter?
Because you may be having, you probably were having a crisis and he was trying to calm you down.
No, I was fine.
I
was very calm and relaxed, taking photos and posting them on Twitter.
Get me out of here!
Please, they had me, they had to send an engineer and a repairman to come and get me out of the stupid elevator. It took 45 minutes or so. And I was alone.
How many times
elevator?
Have you been stuck in an elevator?
This is the first time I've been stuck in an elevator for that long.
Did you have a nosebleed while you're in the elevator?
No.
I think you'd been there. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I would have had to use that shirt you gave me.
Right. So my little visit with you was like an hour and a half, basically.
Yeah, basically. Because I got stuck in the elevator. Wait, it gets better. You know how I work above a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. So today I got free lunch from the burger place portion of that restaurant.
From the on the building.
On the building.
Nice.
For
but not for they gave you the cheap takeout lunch.
Yeah. I got
to sit down. Steak.
No. A cheeseburger and fries. Which right. You don't see me complaining.
Right.
It was just pretty funny.
Beats a hot pocket.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, I'll take your cheeseburger and fries.
Yeah, they knew how to make you happy.
Yeah, pretty much. It really doesn't take much. Don't sue us. I hadn't planned on it, but thanks for the cheeseburger.
It would have been awesome if you get food poisoning from the cheeseburger.
There you go. So there you go. That's my elevator story. Now we can do show feedback. QB Corso has to say, Wombat complains too much. It's difficult to listen. Here's my thing. Who complains on a forum about someone complaining?
Right. I don't. What was he referring to specifically? It was last. Not, what were you complaining about that, last week?
Maybe Halo.
I think it's just in general.
Right. I don't know. Whatever.
Don't think of it as complaining. Think of it as critical insight in a whiny voice.
There you go. I can't change my voice.
Right. They, you know, you can't blame him for that. And he's right sometimes. So, insight.
Insight.
Some watch this, bitches.
Sure.
Okay.
I've been watching something. I think Wombat did too.
I did.
Did you watch it, Cheapy?
I did not.
Oh, well, Wombat and I watched Ash vs. Evil Dead, the first episode, which is the new show on Stars, which I guess Stars has shows now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an original series on Stars. It takes place after the events of the Evil Dead trilogy.
Simply because Bruce Campbell is old now.
Yes, because Bruce Campbell is old now and Burn Notice is over. So
he's free.
A man's got to work. And I'm sure they're paying him well. He is an executive.
I don't know anything about Evil Dead. I just never had any interest in it.
You need to watch Army of Darkness.
I think Evil Dead 2 is a better movie.
I think you're nuts.
Are they connected in any way? Does it matter what order?
Yeah. You need to watch Evil Dead 2 and then watch Army of Darkness.
In that order.
You don't need to watch Evil Dead 1 because Evil Dead 1 and Evil Dead 2 are pretty much the same movie.
Yes. Evil Dead 1 was a student film. Evil Dead 2 is the studio version of that student film.
Still looks like a student film.
It does still. It was made for like a nickel and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and it's they're all directed by Sam Raimi, who directed the original Spider-Man movies.
Right.
Which are all very good. And he and Sam Raimi. Well, the third one isn't very good. And he directed.
They're all watchable.
No, he directed the pilot. He directed at the first episode of Ash vs. the Evil Dead, which is which is pretty cool. Because I was watching and I'm going, wow, this movie looks like it was shot by Sam Raimi, but I'm sure he wouldn't do a TV show. And then I was surprised at the end when his name popped up, directed by Sam Raimi. So,
executive produced by Sam Raimi.
Well, I expected that because they're his characters. So
right. You know. Yeah, no, I knew going in that he was directing the first episode.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Good. It is quite good.
It is. It's very gory.
It's gory. It's got the right kind of crass humor. I like that it's in the pilot. It's already defined like who the five characters are that are going to be in this series. And it hasn't connected how they all go together yet. So it's good TV.
Mm-hmm.
I think I watched it with Mrs. Shipwreck. She seemed to enjoy it as well. So
my wife will not go near that show. I had to watch it by myself.
Just because of the gore, or
yeah. She just won't sleep. I don't need that.
It doesn't seem that much more gory than like some of these cop shows that are on TV.
She doesn't really watch those. Actually, that's not true. She used to watch all those shows, but yeah, no, she wouldn't. Something about horror movie gore, even though I wouldn't calling this a horror movie. I guess a horror show is even borderline. I guess, but
no, I would. Yeah, it's still horror.
Yeah.
I mean,
I enjoyed
being possessed and stuff. Yeah. So.
Deadites.
That's them.
That's them, the Deadites. Yeah, Chibi, you should watch Evil Dead 2. I think it used to be on Netflix. I can't guarantee that it still is.
Yeah, I'm not a big zombie guy.
They're not zombies.
They're not zombies.
They're not?
No.
No, they talk and everything.
Yeah. Oh. It's worth watching Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
I think it's worth watching Army of Darkness.
I like that as well, but I think you should watch Evil Dead 2.
Army of Darkness feels more like a Mel Brooks style movie.
Mm-hmm. Army of Darkness is more of a comedy.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch that one.
All right. You can watch
Army of Darkness. I don't need to watch both, right?
There are legal reasons in that they can't show or reference Army of Darkness in Ash versus the Evil Dead. So, yeah. Just bringing that up. They do show some of Evil Dead 2 in flashbacks because Sam Raimi owns that.
Well, yeah, they do a word for word story from it.
Yep.
But I'm going to stick with Frontline.
Okay.
Why? You be depressed then.
Right.
They've already renewed this thing for a second season.
I know.
But before the pilot even aired.
Smart. But
they know how many people are going to watch, probably, based on how many people are talking on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think they had so much buzz on social media.
Bzzz. That was the buzz.
Mm-hmm. Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I hope it stays good. That's all. That's all I got.
I think it'll be fine because it has Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
I bought some comic books.
What'd you buy?
Well, as I promised last week, I'm going to go every Wednesday to the comic book store. That's by my work. I bought the
comic book store that least looks like a comic book store.
I found out why.
Okay.
I found out like what used to be in that building.
A chandelier store?
Close. I don't know if you guys have this company or not. Do you have Dries where you're at?
No.
It's a house like development company. And so this was their like planning area. So you could go in and like kind of see how rooms would look.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why everything looks like really nice and
crown
way
molding.
Too fancy. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's crown molding and everything. And like hallways and like rooms with like French doors. Like the room that has the high dollar comics in it, you open up French doors to go in there.
It was a butler there waiting for you. They're served on a metal tray, a silver tray.
Yeah, it's really weird. But I bought the new Deadpool number one that came out. It's done by the same guys who did the last Deadpool series, so I'm not quite sure what's new about this, but
the number.
I think, yeah, they like to put number ones out. Because I also bought the Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number one, which is right on the cover. It says only our second number one this year.
So it's a joke. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Which that one's kind of a jokey thing because it's Squirrel Girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the comic I like least out of what I read today. It was still okay, but it didn't really hook me. Deadpool was pretty good, but I really liked Howard the Duck number one that came out today. It has the right amount of humor to it, and the known characters that they're like putting into the story are interesting to me.
Such as,
there's Black Cat is in there. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange is in there.
I am familiar with him as well.
There's references to Man-Thing.
Nice.
And
Howard the Duck's first appearance was in a Man-Thing comic, if I am correct. I'm sure I could get corrected by someone on the internet.
No, that sounds reasonable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I bought issue 2 and 3 of Amazing Spider-Man, the new Amazing Spider-Man comic that's going on. But I have not read those yet.
I look forward to your opinions.
I wish you guys were reading comics too, but
My only chance is if I do it on some sort of iPad.
Well, I mean, the Comixology app is very good.
I know.
I just don't know where you would begin.
These things come with digital codes. So I wonder if I could just give you the digital code and then you could read it that way. If I find an issue that I think you need to read.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. Spread the wealth, Shipwreck. Spread the wealth.
Mm-hmm. Keep that comic book store in business.
They must have got a good deal on rent.
Right. It must be the opposite of Manhattan, where everything's just going out of business because nobody can afford to the rent. Some new releases?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Actually kind of light this week.
Yeah, there's really not much there.
Need for Speed is the biggest one, yeah. I think.
Which, have you played any more of that, GP, since last week?
You know, I just didn't really like the feel of the driving, so I'm not really incented to go back to play it. The full motion video stuff, that's all fine. Like, and I like cars, obviously. But it's too arcadey for me, I think. It doesn't even feel like the old Need for Speed games. It sort of feels like it's on rails to me. I know it's not, but I don't know. Maybe I'll go back and play more. That my EA Access demo lasts even after the game comes out, or no?
Yeah, 10 hours.
Okay. Yeah, it's got mixed reviews, or no? I haven't really looked at it. But
I just saw that there were some, it seemed like there was a lot of bugs with it.
So I have an EA Access question. So when you say 10 hours of demo time, does that mean you have 10 hours of actual play time or 10 hours?
Actual play time. Actual play time.
It's not 10 hours from when you start the game. So you could finish most games.
Some?
Yeah, some. I didn't get all the way through it, but like the Battlefield single player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could totally go through that.
You could play that twice probably.
Interesting. It's a good deal.
People always ask if it's good. It's totally worth it. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, just for the demos alone, 10 hours of even the Star Wars game might be enough for some people.
Well, the thing too is like once they get into the vault, even if it's a game that you own on disc, so say Dragon Age, I don't have to put the disc in anymore. It just, since I have it digitally on EA Access, I can just play it that way.
You can pick sell
up
the
all
disc.
My saves and everything. You could, yeah.
Cha-ching.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one day I'll get it.
Pays for itself, Wombat.
So they
kind
say.
Of.
Kind of. There are no games on there right now that I think I want to play, but it's, you know, if that ever, when it comes around, maybe.
It's a really good deal if you want to play sports games, but you know you're not going to play entire seasons or a whole lot of sports games.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you just want to play a few games of NHL.
10 hours of NHL.
Right.
Or FIFA.
That's like 10 games of FIFA.
And last year's FIFA always winds up in that vault, I think.
Yeah, they do a surprisingly good job of putting the top tier stuff in that vault.
Hashtag ad. No, it's not.
Yeah, just because that EA
I wish.
Money rolling in.
Hashtag I wish that was an ad.
let's see. The Arcade Archive this week on PlayStation 4 is Icky?
I don't know what that is.
IKKI?
I can read. I just don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Oh, okay. Don't act like I'm supposed to know what that is. You know, Icky, IKKI. You didn't play that at the pizza place all the time? No. No, I did not.
I do not remember that one.
Nope.
I haven't looked at the reviews yet of Snoopy's Grand Adventure.
I don't know if there are any reviews of Snoopy's Grand Adventure.
Everybody's busy playing Fallout.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the reviewers are busy playing Fallout.
Those jerks.
It'll be out soon enough.
I know.
And I bet they didn't get socks.
No, they did. That's true. And I did pre-order the sock edition.
You have to, right?
I know.
Once you think about it, you really have no choice.
I'm convinced it's not going to show up on Tuesday, though. Like, it's just... where my brain goes, like, oh, I know I'm screwed, but we'll see.
Oh, did I order that for in-store or
you can't pickup? Do the sock edition for in-store.
Okay, pickup. So I had delivery.
Yeah.
That's okay. They usually screw up the in-store pickup, too, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Best Buy actually usually gets me stuff on launch day.
I'll find out. I mean, my Fallout day off that I'm taking is going to be that Monday the 16th, so it's okay.
What if you run out of socks, though?
Then I'm really fucked.
Just wear dirty socks.
Yeah, or I turn them inside out.
Right, yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
What else? New releases here.
Dragon Fin Soup came out. It's cross-buy, cross-all PlayStation
Isn't that
platforms.
Free on PlayStation Plus, or am I making that up?
I think it is, or it was, or it's going to be.
What is it?
It's a roguelike type thing.
You lost me.
I know it was like a big Kickstarter success.
Lost me again.
I don't know. If it's on PlayStation Plus, you'll probably play it.
I complain too much.
Ooh, there's something on Steam called Light Hockey. That sounds like right up my alley.
Yeah.
At least one of those.
I like lights and hockey.
You don't like
both words.
You hate heavy lifting.
No, I mean, I was talking about lights today.
So is anyone going to pick up the Evolve Ultimate Edition?
What about the $5 edition?
I tried to play it during the free weekend, and I got really bored.
Yeah, it's not a compelling experience. It wasn't a compelling experience for me, but
no.
Light hockey looks like it might be.
$60 for the Ultimate Edition. of a game that's
good luck.
Well, you know.
I have a feeling that's going to be on sale come Black Friday. What else?
Shovel Knight got a retail release for 3DS, which is
cool.
Which is cool for them. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty good success story for that developer, for Yacht Club Games to have a physical 3DS game and an amiibo coming.
Oh, an amiibo is coming too? Wow.
Yeah, there's a Shovel Knight amiibo coming.
That's
awesome.
They're
the first indie developer to have an amiibo.
Cha-ching. Thinking of the guy, do you think Nintendo gives like a really good revenue share on those amiibo figures?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like 70%.
70%. Right off the top?
Yep. Just right off. That's gross, not net.
I think you forgot some dots and zeros. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a really cool thing to have a figure.
I'd like to have one.
Hell yeah. Is that it?
That seems like enough. There's some other stuff on here. There's other words that I know on here, but nothing else that I've played or really researched.
Much. Say this Japanese game, the third one
okay,
from the bottom.
Which?
Umihara Kawase?
Yeah.
Wow, very good. That was perfect.
Thanks.
Are you half Japanese?
Duh.
Now read the one above it, or a couple above it.
The Seven Years War?
The Last Nightmare.
Ah, Alenda do Cabeca de Coia.
What is that, Portuguese?
It looks like it might be. I don't know.
Alenda what do you know?
Do Cabeca de Coia?
The way you say it, it sounds like black magic.
Well, I just Voodoo. Released a curse upon all of us.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Oops.
It happens.
You know what else happens?
What?
Shaving happens, Wombat.
It does. For some people.
Well, how about a nice word for our friends at Harry's, Wombat? We're kind enough to offer a $5 coupon code, CADCAST. Get $5 off your order and free shipping at harrys.com. Of course, you know, we've talked about how you can save money buying great razor blades from them. But what you don't know, Wombat, is that they came out with a new travel kit.
Really?
Yes. Really?
Is it portable?
It's portable, and it is waterproof on the inside and water resistant on the outside. And it looks pretty nice.
You could turn it inside out, and then it'd be waterproof.
You'd have to do it really fast, you know, if you want 100% waterproof, right? Oh, no, if you turn it inside out, you're right. But then you probably couldn't close it. You could figure out a way, Ship. But check it out. Go to harrys.com. Use coupon code CADCAST. You can get $5 off that travel kit or anything that you order. Wombat looks like he's been shaving. I see he doesn't have a beard anymore.
No, and I shaved today. So, you know, that's a thing that I did.
Yeah. So go to harrys.com. And, yeah, thanks, Harry's.
Yeah. It's a razor, Harry.
Right. Too late, Wombat.
Oh, I did translate Alenda do Cabeca de Cuia.
What does it mean?
It means the legend of Cuia head.
Was it Portuguese?
I think so. It everything is sourced to Brazil for the game, so I'm assuming it's Portuguese. Yes, cool. Portuguese. Yes. Sorry. I can now confirm that.
Cool.
So, there you go.
We did it. We cracked the code.
We cracked that code of Googling.
How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
And stuff.
There's some big news this week.
Yeah, it looks like it was Activision's destiny to take in the king.
Wow, how long have you been saving that one for?
About a week.
Did you write it down somewhere?
I didn't, but I should have.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks, thank you.
So Activision bought King for $5.9 billion. Let's call it six. Just call it $6 billion.
What's $100 million between friends?
Right. I guess, you know, that I looked at, you know, I read a couple articles about it, and apparently King has 500 million active users, which is a lot, which is more than Twitter has. And I guess that can explain why it's worth so much money. And probably unlike Twitter, its users actually spend money on the product.
That still seems like a lot of money, though.
It is a lot of money. It's more than Disney paid for Marvel.
Sure.
It's more than they could... my joke was it's probably more than Activision could have spent to buy Burger King. But it is a lot of money. Can you imagine if Activision bought Burger King? But
why would they buy Burger King?
Because they bought King.
No, I understand. I got that.
Yeah, that was
why,
it.
What other reason?
No, okay, no, other reason. No other reason.
You can have a Martin Luther King joke in here somewhere as well.
Oh, I should.
Maybe next week.
Mm-hmm.
You could do some pretty great Call of Duty tie-ins if you own Burger King somehow.
I'm sure it would work out very well for everyone involved.
Especially the Burger King himself.
The Burger King. Sneaking. I mean, there have been Burger King video games. It's not like it's that far up. Crazy.
Right, right.
But, you know, I've never played Candy Crush.
Me neither. You know, I'm still...
Have.
I'm not going to play.
If you've played a match three game...
Candy Crush. I'm familiar with what the game is. I've never actually played Candy Crush brand right. Candy Crush.
They do a very good job of making it addictive as like there's a progression to it. But
it's no Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Well, no, not for me. It isn't. Yeah. But it's the same type of game as Marvel Puzzle Quest. Yeah. It's just amazing that this one game caught on. Like that's the difficult thing with buying, like really putting down $6 billion for this.
Because right. All they're buying is really that game.
Is it only one game?
They have
a soda game that's also very popular.
Well, that's basically Candy Crush 2.
Yeah.
I think they have like 5 games in the top 100.
They had a lot of the top grossing games of several.
It's Activision. I would say probably, you know, I don't know. I haven't looked at their financials, but I'm going to guesstimate that they probably made the right call buying Blizzard.
I don't know. Their stock has gone up about 300% in the last 5 years. Something is going in the right direction.
I'm sure that whoever is crunching the numbers there knew what they were doing.
Oh, Activision's very good at crunching numbers.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I totally think that this was a logical decision that they made.
I'm sure.
Because that is how Activision operates. They do not stuff willy-nilly. Yeah, there's no like, oh man, I just really love Candy Crush and I wish we could own it. Oh, it's available? Here's $6 million. Right. Like,
let's really do the right thing by the Tony Hawk franchise this time, guys. You know, let's just, you know, it may not be the big seller that it was in the years gone by, but... You know, people, the fans, it's really all about the fans, and let's just put the money into it. And if, you know, if we don't make the money back, no big deal.
Yeah, I think that's how the meeting went.
So, yeah, that's the thing that happened. Amazon offering midnight delivery of Black Ops 3 through their Prime Now app on their phone, only in select markets where you have that.
Are you going to do that?
No.
So you're doing that.
I'm not even going to... I haven't even played... I can't remember the last one. It must have been Black Ops 2 must have been the last one.
So you're going to skip the last one and just go straight to Black Ops 3 when it gets delivered to your house at midnight?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
going
to order two. I'm going to order two just in case.
You know what? I think that's a smart idea. You never know. One may get lost in the stairwell.
Two orders. I think two separate orders.
So would you have to meet the delivery man downstairs at your door? Or would they send them up to your apartment and ring your bell?
No, they would not do that. They would take the delivery at the front desk from the guy.
I see. And then
buzz they would
you.
Call me. Yes.
So you'd still have to go downstairs.
I could ask them to bring it up and they would probably bring it up, but I would just go get it.
Okay. Because, yeah, then what's the point? Still have to leave your house. Still involves pants at midnight.
Pajama shorts and flip-flops.
Okay.
But I could just download it. Why wouldn't I just download it?
Hey, kids, stop all the downloading.
What? But and also you have to install it anyway. So you're going to have to sit. I mean, it's not like you're playing at midnight. You're better off just probably preloading. And
yes.
It's kind of a crazy thing that they're doing.
Unless there's like a discount on it that I don't know about.
There is actually. I just posted it today.
So there you go.
I did my job today. They sent me a press release and I read it and I said, hey, this is something that actually like should go on my website. Actually, it wasn't a press release.
If only I had a website for video game deals that I could put this big news.
This is relevant to my interests and those of my users. Yeah. So if you use coupon code, well, it's going to be too late, right? Oh, no, it's next week.
No, it's this week.
Oh, it's coming out on a Friday?
Yes.
Why is everybody, what's up with these Friday releases now? What's up with that?
I don't know. Got to get down on Friday.
Oh, God. Anyway, if coupon code get it now gets you $20 off. If it's your first Prime Now order.
$20 off is pretty good, though.
It is. But then you got to give them a $5 tip, I think. Maybe it's optional. I don't think it's optional.
So it's still $15 off. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. But I don't. Do you have any
tip somebody to bring you games at midnight?
If you use Amazon Prime Now, it's, you know, they bring you the stuff in it within an hour.
Why would I want to use it now?
It's the name of the service. And you can't because it's not available.
Who's on first?
Right. I know. do you have any interest in even playing this game?
No.
Me neither.
I would play it, yeah. But it's not high on my priority list.
I'm thinking Friday night is Blops night.
You could wait till Saturday at like 10 a.m.
I could wait many Saturdays, many moons.
You could wait for it to be on EA Access.
That was a joke. Hey.
That was an intentional attempt at humor.
Right. What else? What are we up to here? Sony? Something on Sony happened? No. How come we have no Sony news? Didn't they have another European games event?
Yeah, this week.
In the wrong language?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was the Monaco event.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fancy. James Bond was there.
Right. Right. I heard that. So the new movie's no good.
I've been to Monaco.
I have not. How was it?
Monaco?
Yeah.
There are topless beaches and
sports cars.
It's kind of hilly.
Did you,
there was a changing of the guard that I watched.
Did you tell everyone how you liked their Sega Genesis racing game?
No.
Had they ever seen a redhead before there? Do they want to touch your hair?
Pretty sure all the inbred royals have red hair. So,
Yeah. Europeans, there's some redheaded Europeans over there.
I know.
Yeah, Scotland is full of them. I saw Brave.
Right.
Really, nothing? Nothing?
I haven't seen Brave.
Me either.
Oh, so okay.
Went completely over my head. Sorry.
I even passed like the... Oh, no, I did get the Brave figure, didn't I?
Yeah, you have Meridia. Merida?
Hey, how about that Toys R Us deal? Those $15 for the playsets for the Disney Spider-Man Infinity set? 1 and 2. Yeah.
I looked at that today. I didn't get one.
There's only like one left, right? Or two left, I think.
They had the Spider-Man one.
Yeah, like only like two of those left, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I still didn't buy it.
I don't know. I just threw it in the closet. I'm saving that for Hanukkah / whatever we call our holiday gift giving.
Gotcha. Holiday gift giving.
We don't really have a name for it.
Hanukkah is the first week of December. So we have to, you know.
I'm sad. I'm done.
Yeah. I have to like think about presents for children.
Dude.
What do I want this year?
I saw they set up your aisle at my Target.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. They set up a little island. It's like a table of Hanukkah stuff at my Target. Like, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah. If you live in Manhattan, that table is going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one at Bed Bath & Beyond is pretty.
It's probably big. Very intense. Their Hanukkah
it's right when you walk in. It's like, can't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Jews, come on in.
They're killing Christmas so early this year.
Yeah.
What, we could talk about Super Beats Zonic?
Sure. It's not out yet, but it's a Vita game that I've been playing.
Can we hear it in the background while you talk about it?
It's too far away from
me. No, it was so beautiful.
No, it isn't.
It's got some catchy beats in there. It's Super Beats? Some of them I would describe as super. Some of them I would describe as Sonic with an X.
Or highly annoying with an H.
I like the Jazzy Jew techno beat that one song has.
Jazzy Jew?
Yeah. The one that sounds like the Tetris theme music?
They called you guys gypsies, I think is what it was.
Well, you know, the Nazis killed both of us, so I guess it makes sense.
I think this is from what was that? DJ Max? TJ Max? Am I thinking of the right games?
TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx is the retailer.
Yeah, it's like Marshall's, but
I know. That's the first time I've ever said DJ Maxx and put it together, loud. And it was the exact same thing as TJ Maxx. But it's a rhythm game. It's a very Japanese rhythm game, which I kind of enjoy. It's a lot of on the Vita, you can either play with the analog sticks and the buttons, or the just touching on the screen, which I find touching on the screen is a lot more enjoyable because you don't have to remember, okay, the circle button is the middle row and the triangle is the top row and the left on the D-pad is over here. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff flying at you and you got to do some little tapping and scratching and
scantily dressed Japanese girls in it.
There is I haven't gotten into it enough to understand that, but yes, there is some of that. There are DJ personas that you're trying to become a top DJ or something.
Right.
I was just playing songs. I don't know what was going on the rest of it.
You're all about the music. We know that.
I am.
You're not interested in the fame, the girls.
I needed my Japanese pop music. It's in there.
Done.
I really enjoy the songs that are meant to be American rock songs, but are clearly done in Japan.
Right. And the guitar, you're not even sure if they're using a real guitar. It's probably just a MIDI computer interface.
Right. The music's generally it's enjoyable to listen to as you're playing. It fits really well. But yeah, it goes from techno music one song and then the next song will just be classical piano type music. It's pretty weird.
Nice.
All right.
Dust off your Vita.
I probably won't pick that up.
But no, you won't.
I won't pick up my Vita.
I need to try it on the Vita or the Sony TV, whatever that thing's called.
PlayStation TV?
PlayStation TV, yes.
Give it a shot. Let us know.
I need to find out if it works on that. Because if it works on that, playing it on a controller could be pretty good.
Sweet. Super Beat Zonic. People complain that we don't name the games enough. While we're talking about
it. We didn't name that game.
No, I mean, we don't mention. They can't complain about us. We don't name check the game.
Yeah.
What else we got here? You've also been playing Yoshi's Woolly World.
I have on the Wii U. Just going straight from Vita to Wii U. All the top systems.
All the dying systems. Somebody, a parent asked me. The parents know that I'm the video game guy. So my kid wants something for Hanukkah. He said maybe a Wii. He thinks the Xbox is too complicated. The kid's 8, and I just think that 8 is not. You don't really need your own console at 8.
No,
it's kind of overkill. So that's what I tell the parents, and she's like, "Well, he thought maybe the Wii U would be okay. It would be, he could."
The
he
Wii
could
U is pretty solid for kids still.
I said, it would be okay, but it's going to be replaced next year probably by something. So I don't know that you want to invest in that right now. And I was like, a couple of games on the iPad, you're good to go. It's really, at this age, it's not necessary.
But if you are a 36-year-old man.
Yes, then it's very necessary.
Then you need to be playing Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yes.
And how is that?
I've been playing it with my wife. And it is a very, traditional Nintendo platformer. It's fun. I think I still don't understand why in these Nintendo platformers that they find it funny that people are bouncing off other people's heads and you could swallow each other and poop them out as eggs or yarn balls or whatever Yoshi's doing. And it's just annoying. Don't make me and my wife get upset at each other for knocking each other off of.
Oh, I see what you're
off
saying.
Off of cliffs or.
Right.
So you're just trying to eat an enemy or swallow yarn or activate something with Yoshi's tongue. And if the other player is there, you'll just swallow them up. And as far as we can tell, the two choices you have are spit them out, which you don't exactly know where they're going to land at, or just turn them into the little eggs that follow you, and then they're an egg for 30 seconds while they struggle to pop back out and be able to play again. But so I can We're in the middle of the second world. It's the traditional 8 levels per world type of thing with boss battles. And I can already tell, like, there's going to be some fights over this game, some frustration. But other than that, it's pretty fun. I've been using the Amiibo functionality in there.
I was going to say, did you get the Woolly Amiibo?
I did. Those are like for storing your designs. You can design different Yoshis in the game.
Wonderful.
Right. But the other Amiibo, you can put them on there and it'll unlock a Mario themed Yoshi.
Now, if you put the other Amiibo on there, though, does that mean you can't use that Amiibo in any other game, or is it?
No. That's only if the game is actually storing stuff to the Amiibos.
Okay.
If it's just reading what Amiibo it is and using that to unlock something in a game.
So, did you put all your Amiibos against it?
No, because that causes fights too. So I've only been doing like a certain number at a time. To try to find different designs that are fun to use. I'm playing as Toon Link Yoshi.
This game sounds very stressful on your marriage.
It does.
I'm worried about your marriage now.
Yeah, I don't want you to do this to your child.
Is right. Your marriage strong enough to survive Yoshi's Woolly World?
I think we'll make it through.
Okay.
But I just don't understand why Nintendo can't make it to like turn off friendly fire in your Yoshi game.
Right, Halo figured that out.
Right. Like, I understand if you think it's funny to be in there to begin with, but make it an option.
Right.
Because there's very little benefit to actually, like, eating the other person and using them as
That's what she said.
Yarn ball. Right. It's very hard to talk about this game, too, without just...
With all the eating and the Woolly.
Right.
And the Yoshi.
Another weird thing with the Amiibo is if you put, if I put Mega Man on there, it makes Yoshi into, like, a Mega Man theme. Or if I put Sonic in there, does the same thing, makes him into Sonic Yoshi. If I put a Pokemon on there, it just turns him into Amiibo Yoshi, where he just has the Amiibo symbol on his chest.
Awesome.
Boo.
So somehow they haven't got the Pokemon licensing into their Yoshi game.
That may not happen.
Well, it's not. It didn't happen.
DLC.
Yeah. I don't know. It's odd to me that they can strike deals with Capcom or something, but they can't strike deals with the Pokemon company, which they own
part of. Not enough, I guess. Got to get some more.
I just wanted a Jigglypuff.
Got to get them all.
Right. Got to get all the shares. Do we talk about Halo 5 now?
Yeah, we could talk a little about Halo 5. We played some last night, you and I.
Very little. Can I complain about the Xbox One for a moment?
Go for it.
As it relates to Halo 5?
I understand.
Why do they remove features from the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One? Why are there so many removed features?
Such as?
Especially with the audio stuff. You know, I've complained about the Kinect and the how you always have to mute your mic or, you know, dig into the settings. They sort of fixed that with the latest dashboard. But you remember with the 360, you could choose where the chat audio went. You could have it come out of the speakers. You could have it come out of your headset. Or, yeah. Now, if you plug anything into the headset, it automatically, all the chat audio is coming through the headset. So you have really no options to use what you want. And last night, we were trying to play together, and I just couldn't. You know, I don't like using that.
Why don't you get a good headset? Why don't you get a good headset?
Because I have that old Turtle Beach one, like the Dolby Digital from like the Xbox 360. And I think all I need to do is just get the right cable and I can get the chat working with it.
Or, you know, I was with you when the head of marketing for Turtle Beach said, GPD, email me and I'll send you any headset you want.
The one I have is what I'm saying is I just need the cable.
I think you could get a better one, a newer one, a nicer one, but by sending a nice gentleman an email.
I know.
And not having to deal with all these issues anymore.
That's right. It's not really. I'm just saying. I don't. It's not about me and my issues. It's about why do the. How come there's less options on the new console?
I don't know. It was never a function that I used on the 360, so I can't answer the question for you.
Right. But generally speaking, like, it seems like the next gen somehow has been to take steps back in a lot of ways.
Okay.
I don't know. Like that article about the Xbox One. What was it? Is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's not that wrong. And it's not just about the Xbox.
Yes. But I played more Halo 5.
Yes.
I'm enjoying it. I do enjoy that. What is it? Warzone?
Warzone is pretty addictive.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I really like what they're doing there. I do miss Fireteam. That's what it's called. I mentioned that last week.
That's the Horde mode?
That's the Horde mode. And I really do think it's a missed opportunity given Warzone.
Why?
Because when I'm playing Warzone, I'm just...
Do you want to explain what Warzone is to people?
Yes. So Warzone, I mean, to me, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Battlefield, Battlefront, whichever one you want to go with.
You're capturing points.
In a large open space, larger than most maps in multiplayer games.
And if you capture all the points, you open up the core, and then you can destroy the enemy core.
Yes.
And then you win.
Or you get to 1,000 points.
Yeah.
And whoever gets to 1,000 points first will also win. Now, while all this is going on, it's, what is it, 12 on 12?
No, it's 24 on 24.
Oh, it's 24 on 20. It's even bigger than I thought. It's 24 on 24.
That's what she said.
Yes. Yes. There's a lot of people on the screen at once. There's also drops where AI-controlled enemies will drop from the sky. And if you take them out, you get bonus points. And those enemies are usually pretty, you know, powerful.
Hard.
Yeah, hard, powerful enemies, not just like three shots and they're dead kind of guys. So, and also you can use your requisition cards, which you unlock by getting more points, or you can buy them, but I haven't needed to buy a pack yet.
Have you figured that out, that system out yet?
What do you mean? Pretty
much. I don't know. When's
the right time to use something kind of a
right,
thing?
Right, and the weapons, how you can unlock the permanent weapons.
I find, I have three rifles, which is pretty cool, and I have I just unlocked an SMG actually last night before I turned it off, and those are permanent weapons that I have all the time. So if I use that card and use that weapon, I don't lose it when I die. But there are certain like heavy weapons, like, you know, the super laser, if I die while using it or when it runs out of ammo, that's it. It's like a one-time use card.
The card's gone.
Those are good for like those drops. Those AI enemy drops when you're trying to get, you know, like a big bad.
Yeah.
That's when you want to use something like that. You could also do that with vehicles where you can get a one-off vehicle and, or, you know, some random perks.
It's pretty fun. I'm pretty addicted to it.
It is a lot of fun. Now picture that, the Warzone, but instead of it being 24 on 24, you could have, say, up to 24 people on your team, and it's just a lot more of those AI drops.
Well, what's kind of cool about the Warzone is you know, when it first starts off, when the matches first start off, you have to basically just fight the enemy.
Yeah, I want
to take
more
over
of that.
A base. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if you could use, look, what they're going to do is they're probably going to release more of these modes that use the cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's a revenue stream. And I don't think anybody really feels like they're being cheated by this card system. It's kind of fun. And there's a strategy to it. And there's.
And you get, you know, it costs 10,000 points to get them, to get the highest pack, the gold pack.
Ooh.
Yeah, excuse me, to get the gold pack. And you'll get 10,000 points in like a couple of hours.
I know, you get what? Hours? You get that much faster than that.
Yeah, it's true.
Wombat's horrible. I hate to tell you this, but.
Oh, no, I'm terrible.
I mean, I saw you get a kill on the screen once and I was like, wow, he got one.
Thanks.
And I think it was pretty bad. So that's why it takes hours. I'm not good. I finish like top 10 out of the 24. And nowhere, not in the top five, obviously. But maybe like two matches. If you have two really good matches, you can have 10,000 points.
There you go.
I think. And then you also get packs for like leveling up and other.
Yeah, the level up
I haven't
packs.
Figured out.
Now you're like level 13 and I'm level 5, so I don't even know
I
how
play
you,
a lot.
Yeah, you play
I play
a lot.
A lot of, I don't play the campaign. I have no interest in the campaign. It's boring to me. I fired it up today. I went right back to Warzone, and I like the Warzone assault too. where it's just one team is on offense and one team is on defense for the whole time. It's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Ship, is that any of this enticing to you?
I'll get to it.
It's really fun.
I got to get through the campaign first.
You don't, though, really, I think. I feel. Do you?
Not really.
The cards.
That's what I like to do. I haven't even redeemed those cards yet. Like, I have some codes or something.
Yeah, you get the super pack. They keep teasing you with that super pack, and you can't buy it once you buy it. It's a one-time deal. Mm. But it keeps... I have a feeling they're going to let you buy that again, because it takes up a lot of the screen. I feel like the cards, in a way, is a missed opportunity for them, because the cards themselves are pretty boring looking and small. And if you want to get me to spend real money on your fake cards, at least make them nice, make them look like they're worth something. I feel people like Halo. They like that nerdy shit. Make better cards.
All right.
Better fake cards.
Fine.
And then I'll maybe give you $3.
I won't.
No. You get them. Yeah. It's fun to just earn them.
I'm not good enough at the game to warrant me spending any money.
You get and you get the cards. I have a lot of cards.
If they had Fire Team and I was able to use cards and not die all the time, then maybe. But I don't know, because you're complaining about features going away from consoles. I will complain about features going away from games. There's a lot missing from Halo 5. So.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's true. I think they're anticipating probably making a lot of money off these cards.
Yeah.
And
but by the time they patch in Fire Team, Ollie will have moved on.
Yeah.
You'll come back.
You think so? You know what? The only thing that the reason why that there's a good possibility that would happen is that I have the game on my hard drive, and the fact that I don't have to dig out a disc to try it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good game to have on your hard drive.
It is a game.
That's pretty lazy.
Hey. I'm pretty sure I have that market cornered.
I'm right there with you on that. Remember, I was debating paying more money just to have it on the hard drive.
Yes.
Shit, what was I going to say?
Why am I so awesome? I don't know.
No, it was something else about Halo, but I forgot. What else we got? PC, nothing on PC. Apple TV, I got the new Apple TV.
And?
It's a lot like the old Apple TV, but faster.
Excellent.
I wish there was a way that... When I set up the new Apple TV, it knew which apps I've already been using, and I didn't have to individually download them and then sign in on all of them again.
So, how many TVs do you have in your apartment?
One.
Okay. So it's the old.
Don't Apple you remember TV? We had that whole discussion?
I know. I was like, so is the old Apple TV just go in a box?
I have and I have another one, I think, somewhere. Or maybe I gave it away.
Will you just give Wombat an Apple TV?
That's okay.
Oh, do you want? Is that what you want? You want an Apple TV?
I was just curious to know what you're doing with your old Apple TV. No, you don't have to give it to me.
I will happily give it to you once I figure out how to erase it.
I honestly don't need it, but I have a Fire TV because I'm cool.
You might need it. The new one is pretty... I mean, the new one is pretty... No, I mean, AirPlay is cool. AirPlay is... we use that, you know? If it wasn't for AirPlay, we probably wouldn't have found that house. Our house. I tried one of the. I didn't try any of the games because I have no interest in playing games on that thing. Until if Apple makes a controller, then I will pay attention.
I want to get that SteelSeries one.
I'm sure it's fine, but it's not.
It's not Apple made. It's not an Apple product.
Right. Oh, and can we go back for? Can
it's
we
not,
rewind?
It's not an Apple to app. What?
It's not. Can we talk about the Elite controller a little?
Oh,
more?
Oh yeah. How's your paddles?
Sure.
It's so good. It makes me want to play Halo that much more.
Maybe that's why you do so much better than me, because you have an Elite controller, and I'm playing with my...
shit sticks?
Yeah.
Shitty shit sticks. And it makes
maybe I'm secretly awesome, and it's my controller holding me back.
No, Wombat.
There's no truth to that.
I've seen you play for many years, and you have to move
I've
when you shoot.
I've seen you jump in a corner...
facing the wall.
Seconds, just
yeah. Facing the wall.
Maybe I was doing an interpretive recreation of the Blair Witch Project. You don't know that.
You have the key is the moving and the shooting at the same
time.
Wait a minute.
Moving. I should write this down.
Right. If you stand still and shoot, they're gonna get you. So you have to move. And in this one, you got to use the boost too. Yeah. That's very important. You got a side boost.
Side boost.
And you know, I just realized that you can do that weird ground pound thing.
Yeah.
In the multiplayer.
Yep. I've done that.
Nobody really uses it.
No, they don't. I don't think it's not like a one hit kill kind of thing.
It is on the enemies.
Is it? Yeah, on the regular dudes, yes. On the AI dudes, yeah.
I have to investigate that more.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Were we talking about Apple TV? Or are we done with that shit?
I think we're done.
I haven't hooked mine up yet, so I have it. But I haven't needed to hook it up yet.
The Siri works pretty well. You can talk to it now through the app. Just See, they put the microphone in the remote. Xbox should have done that. And PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fire TV does that.
Yeah, they do that. The microphone in the remote instead of a Kinect, yes, would have been a very smart idea for Xbox One from the beginning.
Yeah, cheap and good.
Yep.
Oh, and imagine if they had that Elite controller from the beginning.
How about an Elite controller with a mic built in? What?
Yeah. Telling you.
Mm-hmm. Then they wouldn't be...
But what about a Kinect?
No.
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 Yeah. Yep. They say hindsight is 20/20, Wombat.
They do. Yes, they do.
I think we're ready for the keg bag here.
Sure.
King Baba Booey writes in and asks, why are Cheapy and Shipwreck getting Fallout 4 on console other than the socks? I know the deal is good with the DLC also, but isn't it going to look way better on PC?
Well, isn't it?
It probably will look way better on PC, but it'll be way easier to play on PlayStation 4, and it'll be way better supported on either console. Because if we've learned anything over the last year or so, is that a lot of these companies don't necessarily care about the PC version as much as they do the console versions.
Am I the only one getting it on the Xbox?
I'm sure there's other people. I know
there's three of us.
Nobody else talking to you at this moment, but
right.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I got it on PS4 just because I was getting Tomb Raider and Halo on Xbox One. And I wanted something to play on PS4. But I just didn't feel like fussing with it on PC.
Well, your PC doesn't always work. So
no, it's doing fine now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, I think I got everything figured out. I still have to install a new fan and maybe upgrade my graphics card.
Yeah, but see, these are all reasons why you got that on the console. I have to do this and then fix this and then turn out that and invent Cold Fusion and I'll be all set.
Right. If you're lazy, you buy it on the... It's the same reason why people just buy consoles over PCs to begin with. And sometimes, even when you have a PC...
It's not lazy. It's ease of use. There's a difference.
Right. You know, the chances are I'll buy it again when it's in some bundle or cheap.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll buy it on PC as well. It'll just be like $12.
We'll see how much I like it on PS4. Got a good deal. Got the socks. We'll see how it goes.
Got a rock.
It was really hard to pass up that deal with the DLC.
Yeah. Season pass is a pretty good deal there.
Yep.
Zevius has a question. I have a question for everyone. I have two nephews, age 9 and 11, and they have an Xbox One. What would be a good Christmas gift for them?
Minecraft story mode?
3 Elite controllers. And have them fight over the spare one.
Let's see. If they've never played Lego Batman 3 or...
any of the Lego games.
Yeah.
Would be good. And so go for the cheap ones. They won't know the difference.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if they haven't played the older, cheaper ones, you can go for that. Like, the Marvel one is really good.
Anything.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The Rayman game?
Yes, Rayman Legends. My daughter played through that. She loved it very much.
Forza Horizon? 2?
That's too much.
Yes.
Not for an 11-year-old?
11-year-old is too much. 9-year-old might be. Might be hard. You can't go wrong with Minecraft. Don't they have a boxed copy of Minecraft? They probably have it already.
I was going to say, that's why I said story mode.
Right.
Which we started episode 2.
One of Ty's friends plays it, and I ask him, hey, so did you play episode 2 yet? And he's like, yeah. It was good. And I said, and he's like, yeah, but I finished it in one day. He always finishes them in one day.
Yeah. Well, they're not long, but yes.
No. That's his complaint. He complains that they're not all out, that he has to wait for the, for each episode.
I bet that kid's name is like Tyler or Harrison.
Yeah. You're pretty close right there. It rhymes with one of those names. At Chase by KO asks, is anyone on the show interested? Oh, we already talked about that. At Boom Zakalaka writes in and asks if there's any update from Wombat's spirit medium channeling grandma.
Not at this time, unfortunately.
Unfortunately not. Let's Get Acid wants to know how is Shipwreck's wireless Dreamcast artisanal controller treating him?
I haven't put it through like a rigorous test yet, but so far it works. It's pretty high quality build. Like, I don't know. It's got a light on it. Light's good. The little thing that you plug into the front of the Dreamcast, it looks professionally made. The little dongle. I like it because the Dreamcast cables were terrible because they did that thing where they came out of the bottom of the controller and then you had to clip it into right. the top of the controller.
I remember that.
Just the worst.
Why? Yeah, why they do it like that?
I don't know.
Bad planning, probably.
It's bad. Yeah, it looks like a design that came about like they were almost ready to produce them. And they're like, well,
oops, something happened. Yeah. We have a problem. We have a small problem. Sato-san, you tell him what the problem is. What else we got here? At Cassex writes in and asks, heart or star for Twitter? I could not muster the energy to give a shit about this. Could you guys?
Not really. I liked the star, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's not affecting me in any way.
No.
There's hearts now. The Twitter changes stuff like every month. They've got that lightning bolt down there that nobody clicks on.
See, I don't even know. I don't use the native Twitter or anything. I use Tweetbot on the iPhone and I use TweetDeck on my
I like using PC. The native one just so I feel like I'm part of the masses.
I use the native one as well.
I want to feel like the upper echelon of people who spent $4 on it or $5 on a Twitter app. I mean, and don't have to see ads or polls.
Eh.
What do we got here? At Supergame 2038 says, I'm probably, oh no. Can Chibi talk a bit about the process of shopping for and researching the best 4K TV? I don't know. There's not really like a compelling reason to buy a 4K TV right now. I still had to say, like, I don't use, unless you're plugging in a super powerful gaming PC into it, I'm going to tell you to not bother and get a bigger 1080p TV or a higher quality one. Because
I remember you trying to show me that on your PC and the PC not working.
Yeah, right. It's just, you know, any time you're hooking up a PC to a display at a high resolution, you have a chance for like some handshaking issue or, you know, anytime you're using a TV as a display, I guess, on a PC, it doesn't matter what the resolution is. You got that HDMI handshaking thing. It just makes things more challenging sometimes. And quite frankly, if you're going to be sitting 8 feet away from it, you're not going to really tell the difference that much. And if you're talking about watching TV stuff, there's real, you know, you have the Netflix 4K stuff, but it doesn't look that much better than a high quality 1080p stream. It's just, it's still compressed. I just don't think it's, I wouldn't recommend that you buy one unless you have some specialized use that I don't know about. Let's see. At JKL888 writes in and says, Metal Gear Solid 5 on sale for $40 already. Too quickly? Konami seems desperate for sales. Is that a problem, Shipwreck?
I think it sold pretty well. I don't know. Konami.
Is it too fast? Is there a such thing as too fast now? It seems like these games go on sale on release day.
Well, you could have bought it on release day for $48 from Best Buy, so whatever.
I know Halo 5, like Newegg, had some $40 deal on release day.
So there you go.
It happens now. I don't think it means that much now when you see these sales. You don't know what the story is.
No, I think that game probably sold really well. It reviewed well. People liked that series. They knew it was Kojima's last game with Konami, at least.
I got to go back to it. It's fun. Unlike some of the other ones, I'll
probably pick it up on a Black Friday sale because I could see it going really cheap then.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Let's see. At Curbstomp writes in and says, I'm wondering what the aversion to having a CAGcast Patreon is.
Patreon.
There's no aversion. I don't think it has anything to do with being averse to it. I think it's more like if you pay for something, then you need to get something in return. I think it was that's how that site works, right?
Yeah, and I think most people who do it do something in addition to what you're used to them doing. And right. I don't think any of us really have the time to do anything in addition to what we're doing. So,
or if we do, I don't necessarily want to take your money to do it. If you know what I mean, it doesn't require your money to do it. It's not very expensive to put together a podcast if you have, if you already have a computer, you don't really need that much money. The time is really what you need.
Yeah.
And the will.
I mean, I like money.
Sure. It's nice to have people tell you that they like you enough to give you money. I don't see like a website page that says, hey, we're just going to keep doing the show, but you can give us money. Give us $5. We'll do the same thing. Give us $10. We'll still do nothing.
Pretty much. So,
yeah, that's the story. We have nothing against the website.
Can't we just say we're making Shenmue 4?
Right. We'll do that on GoFundMe. Anything else here? I think we did it.
Hooray.
We did it. We did a lot of questions there.
I'm very proud of all of us.
Before we go, let's give a big thanks to Harry's. Go to www.harrys.com and make sure you use coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off your purchase. They make great shaving stuff. You got to check out their blades at great prices. I always recommend that $15 kit that they have. That's really nice. And you can get $5 off with coupon code CAGCAST. Thanks, Harry's. And I'll also remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. Make sure you are following it because it's the busy shopping time of year and the deals are coming. Thorbon 3 doing a great job. Thorbon 3 trying to get me to come to PAX South. Did you even know there's a PAX in Texas?
Yes.
You knew that?
That's the Austin one, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there more than one in Texas?
Not that I know of. I don't know when PAX South is.
It's in January.
Perfect.
But that's good, though, because it's cold here. So you probably want to go in January.
Yeah. Yippee-yay-yay.
So I think he's trying to do a panel. He's trying to get a panel going. So I don't know. And yeah, I guess that's it, Wombat.
All right. Bread's done.
An incredible secret is revealed when innocent-looking vehicles and ordinary men become an awesome fighting team. It's the secret of Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon. Piranha's getting away with the laser blueprints.
Chopper!
Condors.
Ready for takeoff.
Mask vehicles in place and each sold separately with action figures.
I'll let him off the river.
But Gator's ready, and he never gives up.
Surprise, you're through.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
Wow!